page 175, and I apologize, I've had a terrible cough all week, so hopefully y'all can sing a lot louder than I can, but let's stand as we sing this one. 175, we'll sing the first, second, last verse.
Child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. Why lies he in such mean a state, where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christian, fear for sinners here, the silent word is pleading. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold, and myrrh. Come, peasant king, to own him, the King of kings, salvation bring. Let loving hearts enthrone. Christ the King. King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Amen. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. It's good to see everybody here today. It's not that often that we celebrate Christmas on Sunday, but when we do, what an awesome time that can be. Amen. Celebrating the birth of the Savior. Now, it didn't happen on this day, I'm quite sure, but this is the day that we celebrate his birth. So we're going to rejoice in this day and be glad in it. Amen. I'm going to ask real quick. Let me first of all explain what we're going to do here for the next couple of minutes. This is going to be kind of a more of an informal kind of service here today. I promise you, I'm not going to get long-winded today, amen? Because I know a lot of people got a lot of places to go. I'll save that for next Sunday to kick off the new year, amen? It's going to be a doozy, amen? So right now, we're going to have some of our young people come up here. We just got back. We went to Winter Recharge with FCA. We had an awesome time. Myself and Vicky and Alicia, we took about 10 or 11 kids up there. And they had a really great experience up there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just invite all of them that came to Winter Recharge to come up here on the stage now. And those that will share an experience or something that you want to share, we're just going to ask you to step up to the mic and share some things about those 2 days that you were there. So if y'all will be making your way up here, I believe there's strength in numbers. You know, some people are scared to walk up here individually, but if everybody's up here, they may come up to the mic and say something. Amen. They had plenty to say on the way up there and back, so I know they can talk. Amen. I know they can talk, so there's no question about that. So, Alicia, you want to say something too or not?
I'm just proud of them for wanting to take time out of their, you know, Christmas Eve-like schedule to give time back to God. And
amen.
We didn't see them hardly at all. So they were interacting with other kids and meeting new friends and doing what they're supposed to do.
That's right.
I'm very proud of all of them.
That is right. Did y'all put something on my back? I felt something touch me and it wasn't the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, was it John right there? Okay. It was the Apostle John who just laid hands on me. All right, guys, y'all just share some things the Lord's laying on your heart that you might have experienced up there, you know. And by the way, guys, how many of you rededicated your life to the Lord while you were there? Raise your hand. A lot of our kids. Amen. So, y'all just take a minute, if you will, step up to the mic where we can get you on the recorder here. Just share with us some things.
The first assembly we went to, his name, the preacher's name was Chad Poe. And the thing that stuck out to me that we was putting our faith on pause instead of play. And that really stuck out to me because I know I was putting my faith on pause. So now, after hearing that, I want to put my faith on play.
Amen. That's right.
Scared to come up here. What spoke out to me the most was what he said: look in the mirror, see if you see Jesus in the face. Do you, when you're in the mirror, look like him? That was spoke out to me the most. On the second day, he said that was in the afternoon. That spoke to me the most, and that's when I decided to rededicate my life to God.
Amen.
First day we got there, we put our stuff down, met a lot of friends about that night. I went to bed, I had to take a shower. my roommate, it was cool until we went to sleep, and he got up and started yelling, "I'm Asian." I was like, "I'm Asian too." I'm back to bed. So we went to the assembly, and Chad Poe was speaking. I think it was the very last day that we was there, and he was speaking. He's like, if anybody don't know God, but I knew God, And he's like, if you just need to rededicate your life to God, and I didn't, it felt very good.
Amen. Amen.
And then Cunningham like hit me, so I think I tore my ACL.
Well, you called me out.
Did John go? No, I'm good.
Come on.
Oh God. Hey everybody. I think the thing that probably impacted me the most while we were there was during the worship and the singing and seeing, you know, how there was hundreds and hundreds of people just on fire for the Lord, and how it impacted everybody else. And it showed me, you know, that life is hard, but whenever when you surround yourself with good people like the people up here on stage, you know, it makes it that much easier.
That's right.
So,
yes,
sir. Yeah.
My favorite part was, I think it was the first night. Chad Poe said, God doesn't save you from something, he saves you for something.
That's right.
And that really touched me, and it also touched Crystal too.
Amen. Anybody else?
I think he's
Evan's got something to say.
Come on, Spoon.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to turn this into a panel discussion for a second. How about that?
All right.
How about that?
Don't go anywhere.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What was the name of this camp? Winter
Recharge.
So basically, what was the whole purpose of it?
To get recharged.
Okay. So how are you going to stay recharged? Somebody just start that off and just share a couple of things with us. What's it going to take for you to stay recharged as we move into the new year? Guys, by this time next Sunday, we'll be into 2017. So this year is behind us. And I know for some people that's probably a good thing. How many of you glad 2016 is about over? Amen. But how are we going to stay recharged and move in the direction that God wants us to move? What are some things that have to take place in order? Now, ideally, if we could put everybody on an island and keep them recharged every day, that'd be great, wouldn't it? But that's not reality. We're in reality now. We came out of Fantasy Island, if you want to call it that, where everybody's together, we're on the same page, we're worshiping, now we're back in the real world. So guys, how are we going to stay charged? What are we going to do?
Surround yourself with godly people.
Surround yourself with godly people. That's a great one. What else?
Don't check your faith.
What's that?
Check your faith.
Check your faith daily. What else?
Don't push him away from what he's trying to do to you.
Always put him first.
Don't push him away when he's moving in your life. I couldn't say that better myself. Amen. Because God's always up to something great. We just got to get on board with him, and we got to be in line with what he's doing. Somebody else?
Set up quiet time.
Okay, have a quiet time. Have a time where you just get in the Word. Because, guys, I'm telling you, we got to put on the whole armor of Christ. We can't just come on Sundays and Wednesdays. That's not enough. You can't stay charged up if you're just doing that. So have your time where you get in the Word. What else? Anything else to help keep us recharged?
Thank him every day for the stuff that he gives us, because I feel like we bring our problems to him, but we don't necessarily always give him credit for things that he
does. Amen. That's right. That's right. Hey, praise him in the good times as well as in the bad times. And you're right. It's easy to praise God when you're on the mountaintop, right? It's a little more difficult to praise God when you're down in the valley and things aren't going well. But those are the times where we need to thank him the most, because that's what builds our character. That's what molds us right there. So that was a great one there, Hannah. Somebody else want to share what it takes to keep recharged? Anyone else?
Make a point to witness to more people.
Make a point to witness whenever you can. Ma'am, I'll tell you something. We got too many believers who are scared to say anything about Jesus. Let's be honest here. You've been there. I've been there. We've got opportunities. God provides us with multiple opportunities during the week, during the day, to share him with somebody else. We got to be bold in our faith. Yeah, we're going to face persecution. We're going to face people who don't want to have anything to do with us, but we need to consider that joy when that happens. Not that we're trying to brag or boast, but we got to be willing to share. That's a great one. Somebody else have one?
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Amen. I think everything you guys have mentioned up here are valid things. Now, the question is, who's going to be committed to doing that? In another couple of weeks, you guys are going to be heading back to school. You're going to be back in the real world. Right now, we're still kind of in this pseudo world that we just left up in Tekoa. We're in God's house this morning. Things are good, but we're fixing to go back to the battlefield. So we got to be willing to take those things you said back out there into this world, and we got to put them into play. And guys, here's something that I want to add to what you guys said. Hold each other accountable. Hold each other accountable. If you have a brother or sister in Christ who needs you to step in and say, hey, you know, man, we got to get back focused. We can't be doing this. We can't be listening to that. We can't be going to this. That's what it's about. Because, guys, we live in a world of sin. We're going to sin. Okay? No, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's what God's Word says. But we can help hold each other accountable. Anybody else have anything you want to share? Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to share a little bit about this when we have some reflection time in a minute. But these are awesome kids right here. And also others that are in our youth group that didn't go with us. But I'm so thankful that God has brought them together. They're truly going to be a pillar of our church as we move forward. So let's give them all another hand as they come down today.
Now for our offertory hymn, let's all stand and turn to page 180. Page 180. We'll sing all four verses.
Thank you so much for sending your son. It's a time that we need to stop and think and examine ourselves. And
yes, sir.
Dear Lord, we just so thankful that you did send your son, Jesus Christ. I hope and pray, dear Lord, that the day that somebody here that don't know you, this would be the day that they would receive the Lord as their personal Savior. And bless this offering and the one to give with today. Just bless us, dear Lord, the rest of the service. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
I'll stand for the doxology.
Oh.
seated. I thought we might have a duet today, but we've got a solo, so I'm going to ask Emma Walker to come on up.
Holy Father, you have
Amen.
Vicki pointed out to me just then, you know, what's even more special about that song that Emma just sang is Mary was probably about her age when she gave birth to Christ, probably between the ages of 13 to 16. That's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? But that was true. So thank you so much for that, and Louise, for the song you sang. Amen. Let's give them another hand. They did a great job. Amen. Guys, what I want to do next is I want us to just have a little time of reflection. What I want to do is, and I'm not calling anyone out here, but I certainly want some of you to come and share what the Lord lays on your heart. I want you to just come and reflect why this is a special Christmas for you this year. Those that are willing to come and share up here, if you'll just walk up here and just say a word or two. We're going to open the mic up for a few minutes. I know that some great things have happened in some of your lives over the past 12 months. And, you know, a lot of those are worth sharing. So let's just take a minute and just reflect why you feel this Christmas is a special Christmas for you. Of course, they're all special because we celebrate the birth of Christ, right? They're always going to be special, but what makes this Christmas a little more special? I'll start us off. There's a couple of things. Number one, this is a special Christmas for me because as I look out at our church, I see a church that's alive. I see a church that is moving in the right direction. I see great things that lie ahead for 2017. And I'm thankful to be a part of that. We got some great people. I love each and every one of you. And I'm excited about what Jesus is going to do in our church. So having said that, I'm going to step down. And if you feel led, let's just take a minute and just come share why you believe this is a special Christmas for you. So if you will, come on up and share with us a few words. Oh, well, I thought we'd come back. I'll share a few words about that later.
This is a special Christmas for me. I've thought a lot about my family, about our special times together at Christmas and how we used to really love each other. And I saw my brother the other day, and somebody in his family had passed away. His wife's daddy had passed away. And I was up there giving my condolences and sharing Christmas with him at the same time. So it's been a real pleasure to know my family and to know the Lord. And to know that he is still creating and still going. And though I am not perfect, I've been trying to correct myself for years. And it takes a lot of work sometimes to get yourself pulled together and get things ship shape, as they call it. But it's been a real pleasure to meet all of you and to be in this church and join you in service. And I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Amen.
About the state of Pennsylvania, it's awful. And if anyone's from there or something, I'm sorry, but I hate the state. But last year, my best friend of now a year and a half just made me a promise that no matter what, he was going to get me out. He graduated October, and he kept his promise, and I finally, after 2 years, got out of Pennsylvania. And so this is a special Christmas because it's the first one that I don't have to worry about how I'm going to get home.
Amen.
And so I'm actually here. He kept his promise. I don't have to worry about plane tickets. I don't have to worry about money. I'm just home.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
this is a special Christmas for my family because this is the first Christmas that Bruce and I have not had our children at home with us for Christmas Day. And so that was very emotional. But it's also, I'm just very, very blessed that Katie and Cody both have people in their lives that are good Christian, wonderful people. And I'm hoping maybe by this time next year that we will officially have another son. So my family's growing. And I'm hoping that we will officially have another daughter maybe by this time next year. Who knows? I'm not pushing anything. I'm very, very proud of them and the things that they do, but I am mostly proud of the people that they've become in this Christmas, different things that both of them have done over the Christmas holidays have shown me just who they are in the Lord, and that makes me the most proud of all, and I'm excited what 2017 brings because, for one, I'm retiring, and but just, you know, how the Lord just continues to work. You look back over the years and you think about the things that have happened. When we were at Winter Recharge, one of the questions they asked the adults was, like, what was the happiest day of your life? And Bruce and I both said the day that we got married. And I don't think it was because of that day, but because of all the things that, because of that day, that have happened since then that have made it, that made that day so special. And that is continuing to, I mean, our family, instead of it getting smaller, it's growing. I don't look at it as like they're going away. They're coming to us. And I'm sure that there are quite a few others in here that feel the same way. But that's why this Christmas is so special.
Amen. Well, it's not very often we get to have Christmas on a Sunday. I mean, this is very special to me because this is the first time I've ever got to worship the Lord on, you know, in church on Sunday. You know, on Christmas Day is the first time I've ever had the opportunity of being in church on Christmas. I mean, I've always wondered how it would be like being able to worship the Lord on Christmas Day. Amen. And just not with your family, but, you know, just being in church around the believers, you know, that kind of thing. I've always wondered how it would be. This Christmas is special to me because we get to worship the Lord on no better day than Sunday. I mean, we get to be in His house.
That's right.
We get to listen to the Word and everything like that. That's why this Christmas is special to me, because we get to be in church today, and I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to celebrate it with all of you. And I love you all very much.
Amen.
Of it already. It's hard to follow James. He's so proud of you. This is my first Christmas as a youth leader, and I'm already gonna cry. Gosh, golly, can't hold it in. I'm just so proud of all of y'all.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Being able to see them grow and the Lord is what it's all worth. Thank y'all for being patient with me with my crazy schedule. I'm working on it. It's going to get better. And every Sunday, y'all coming up here and praying, God is good.
Yes.
I'm just excited to see what the future holds, because last year I think we had about 5 kids here. And it's not about numbers. As Bruce has said, thank you, baby. It's not about the numbers. It's about the kids. But we can't have a future of the church without the kids. So
right.
I'm just very proud of them.
Yes.
And I'm not going to stop crying ever, so sorry.
This is the first Christmas that I'm spending that I got saved.
Amen.
Reason why this is a special Christmas, I got saved, went to a whole bunch of camps, and I got my dad back in my life. I love you, Dad.
Amen.
This is a special Christmas to me because I got saved and I really know what the real meaning of being like celebrating Christmas because the birth of Jesus. Usually we just open presents, whoop-de-doo, and we go back to the same thing. But especially my dad going back to my life, that's all I've been asking for. So thank you, Lord.
This is a special Christmas to me because I finally got my dad back in my life. Yes. And thinking that he's saved is the best feeling that I've ever had because I'm so happy that I got my dad back in my life.
Amen. Amen.
This has really been a special year for my family. I'm fortunate to be blessed with all of them sitting here this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Except for one, which is not in our control. But he also saw fit to expand our family somewhat about a year ago.
That's right.
And we're thankful. You know, kids rely on us adults.
That's right.
God gives us a blessing to watch over those kids. If we don't follow through on what God gives us, we will answer for it sooner or later.
That's right.
And when the need is there, and we don't step up to the need as far as helping others along the way, we will answer for that also. So I thank God for the opportunity, for my family, for the kids, and the things he's done in our lives.
Yes, sir.
One thing that I'm kind of proud of for this Christmas is I don't have to worry about my sister going home just 2 days after Christmas. She's going to be here a lot longer, so I don't have to wake up one day knowing that she's going back to the airport, going back to Pennsylvania. She's going to be here for a few more months.
That's right. Amen. Here, Peyton. Amen. Amen.
Christmas today is special to me because we're having everyone here at the house, and Matthew's coming to church with us, and Amen. Austin spent the night, so did Michael. And we're going to gather around the dinner table and have a feast.
Amen. Amen. I love feasts. Amen. Guys, I know some of you kind of in the middle of rows and stuff. Is there anybody else that wants to reflect on anything about this Christmas? I'll be glad to walk back there to you. Anybody? All right. Get back here, folks.
I thank God
God a blessed spirit of great grandson this year.
Amen.
Thank you for the day.
Anybody else?
Jack.
You know Jack. Jack, for once, is that anything to say?
No, yes, you do.
Anybody else?
You gotta tell everybody what you told me you got for Christmas.
Oh, what?
And I'm excited about where we're going to go.
I can certainly sympathize with you, Della, and know how you wish you could turn back those hands, but we must continue on, and God will give us the grace and the strength to do that. So I'm thankful for that. Is there anybody else that has anything you want to share before we close?
I just want to say one more thing. Is this year has been special to me because it marks the third. This next year is going to start the third year that I've been coming here, and I'm very blessed with that.
Amen. Guys, I've seen God do some awesome things in this church this past year. Things that are God-sized things. Not things that could have been accomplished in and of ourselves. It took God in order to orchestrate and ordain them. And I can only imagine what He's going to do in this new and upcoming year. So, anybody else? Last call.
I don't
need to lie. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
This is the last Christmas before I'm a married lady. And Shane has a ring yet.
Amen. This time next year, Shane and Allie will be Mr. and Mrs. Bell. So it's going to be a great time for that. We're excited about that coming up this spring. New beginnings. That's what it's all about, right? You know, that's the great thing about moving into a new year. It just gives you new opportunity to do things you might not have been able to do in this past year. But, you know, it's going to be what you make it. That's for sure. It's going to be what you make it and what you go into it with. So, anybody else? Anyone? Yes. I knew some more of y'all want to say something now. See, the more you say, the less I have to say here in a few minutes. Amen. Yeah, watch everybody.
Ruth, this is one person that I really enjoy. It is unfortunate. You really don't know until you get a car in mail and you see what's on the card. I received a card that I had never seen before that had been, you know, what was written on it. And I can't tell you because I don't remember. And then later I got another call to be in the house that was up in January. I will be in the
morning. Amen. Amen. Alright, anybody else? Anyone else?
Of course I have.
Yes.
I have a new family member, Miss Jeanette Brown, and I am so proud of her. And she has blessed my life, and that's going to make this Christmas very, very special.
Amen. Anybody else? Anyone else?
Pray for your ankles.
Hold on. Y'all hear my tie? Shooter gave me that for Christmas, amen. That was so nice. Amen.
I
think
I broke them.
Let me just confess. Let me tell y'all something here right quick. Don't let this age fool you now. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. I'm hurting, amen. Oh, God, my back's hurting and everything else. But, you know, I still try to act like I'm a little younger than I really am. But that's okay, though. I'll admit it, you know, when I fall to defeat every now and then. But, guys, it's great to be here today. I'm not going to keep you long. I just want to share a couple of things with you. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 2.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Luke chapter 2, we're going to read... beginning with verse 10. We're going to read beginning with verse 10 of Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read a few verses, and then I'm just going to share a couple of things with you, and we're going to be out of here, and you're going to get to spend some great time with your family and friends. But, guys, I hope you understand the importance and significance of Jesus being born. We would have no reason to be here in this church today if it wasn't for that. Amen. That's the reason we're here today. That's the reason we're sharing the gospel today. That's the reason we're preaching the gospel today, is because of the fact that over 2,000 years ago, our Savior entered the world.
That's what it's all about. So those of you that can, I'm going to ask if you will stand to your feet in honor of reading God's word. We're going to begin with verse 10 of Luke chapter 2. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Father God, we thank you, Lord, so much for what you've done for us here today. Lord, what this day represents, just pray in these next few minutes, Lord, that what we said will be for you and to glorify you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Like I said, I'm not going to say much today, guys, except to say this. Over 2,000 years ago, our Savior came into this world. But what a Savior he is. Amen. What a Savior he is. You see, the whole reason and purpose for this, I kind of alluded to it last week, was because God so loved us that he was not going to give up on his creation. How many of you glad some people in your lives have not given up on you? Raise your hand. Amen. Can I get a witness? Amen. You glad people in your life have not given up on you throughout your life and different times in your life? Well, I'm glad God didn't give up on us. Amen. Because of that fact, he said, "You know what? This is my finest creation, and I am not going to let them perish. I'm not going to destroy this earth again. The next time he's going to destroy it, it's going to be with fire." Amen. And that means you will have had to have made the right decision at that point in time to accept him or not. But because of what Jesus has done for us, we now have an opportunity for something great. I want to make sure you understand that before we leave today. Jesus came into this world not to be served, but to serve. He came into this world as a lowly servant. You see, the people of that day, they couldn't understand that. They were looking for this great king, this guy to come and rise up and just squash Rome and get rid of all the oppression that was going on in Rome. But no, Jesus came into this world in a manger, in a stable. I mean, how much more humble of a beginning can you have than that? So you see, God loved us so much that he said, "Okay, I'm going to send a part of me to this earth. And because of that, I'm going to give you all another chance." How many chances has God given us over the years? He's given us a lot, hasn't he? He's given us second chances. And you know what? Anytime you accept Jesus as your Savior, you have a second chance. Amen. And you better make the most of it. I want to encourage you, as we heard our young people sharing today, rededicating their lives, let's make the most of what God's given us. Amen. Let's don't be ashamed of who we are. You know, when Jesus came into this world, he came in a very humble beginning. But as the heavenly hosts were proclaiming him and praising God, that ought to be what we're doing right now. Amen. We ought to be praising God for every opportunity we have to share him with others, to love other people, to pour into other people's lives, because that is what Jesus is here for. That's what he came for. And I want to encourage you today, as we get ready to depart from this place, I want you to understand what Jesus is all about. Love, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, meekness, long-suffering. Those are all fruit of the Spirit that we've talked about many different times. That is what Jesus is about. And I hope and pray that if you don't know him as we end out 2016, I pray you'll know him as we roll into the new year. Because guys, once you've been in the presence of Jesus, you will never be the same. You're not going to be the same, amen? You can't be the same. Because Jesus is just that awesome. That's what he's about. That's what this season is about. This season is about a Savior who came to save us from our sin. Amen. And if we'll let him, he'll do it. Amen. Yeah. He'll do it. How many of you just accepted Christ in this past year? Raise your hand. Look around this room here today. We got people all in this building right here today accepted Jesus as their Savior in 2016. And guess what? I've seen a change in their life. And that's what it's all about. And I pray in 2017 we're going to see more of that.
Amen.
We're going to see lives impacted for the kingdom. Why? Because of what happened in that stable over 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
We're going to see people come to know the Lord and get their name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why? Because of what happened in that stable 2,000 years ago. We're going to see people who love people more, who step out of the world of darkness and into the light. You know why? Because of what that babe did for us over 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born. That's why that's going to happen in this upcoming year. And I pray as we go out of this building today that you will love a little bit more. That you'll be a little kinder to people. That you will make it a point to pour into somebody's life. If you haven't already begun to do that, you pour into somebody's life and you let them know how much Jesus loves them and how much Jesus has done for them as we move into this new year. Because guys, if it wasn't for God loving us enough to send us His Son in that manger, in that stable over 2,000 years ago, we'd have no hope. But in Jesus, we always have hope. Amen. And that's worth shouting about right there. Because Jesus truly is the reason for this season. Make no mistake. I don't believe in all of this taking Merry Christmas out of things and saying Happy Holiday, because we need to be putting Christ back in Christmas. Amen. We don't need to be taking Him out of it. So you won't hear me saying Happy Holidays. I'll tell you Merry Christmas. And I'll tell you I love Jesus. And I'm glad that Jesus was born and died on that cross for me. Amen. And I hope and pray you feel the same way. Because guys, without that, there would be no hope. There'd be no hope. But with God, all things are possible. You remember that. You remember that. Guys, we're going to take this into 2017 with a bang. Jesus, I thank you for what you did for us. I just want to lift that up. I want to tell you that. I thank you for what you did. I thank you for bringing these families back together. I thank you for bringing new people into families. I thank you, Lord, that even though you took some on to be with you, God, that they were saved and that you're going to bless their family members into this new year. I thank you for that, Lord. And our youth has grown tremendously. We've got new people that have moved into our church this year. I thank you for that, Jesus.
Amen.
Because without you, none of this would be possible. Do you understand what I'm saying? Without Jesus, we would be hopeless and helpless. But with Him, all things are possible. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen. And on that note, I'm going to ask everybody to stand. And we're going to be dismissed. I want to just give you an opportunity to come up to this altar if you need to. I don't ever like to close a service, even if it is just an impromptu service like this, without giving you an opportunity to come to the altar and pray. So we're going to ask Della to start playing here. What hymn are we singing? 220. Hymn number 220. If you feel the need, just come up and share. Come up and give somebody a hug. Tell them how much they mean in your life. I know some of you might not have said what you wanted to say, but you can come up here to this altar and tell it to Jesus and tell it to somebody that's up here. So will you come for a couple of minutes as we sing this verse from 220. Just slip out where you are and go find somebody in this audience right here today and just tell them you love them. Tell them you appreciate them. Take a second to do that. Help make somebody's day today. Will you do that? Go find somebody and give them a hug as we're singing this invitation and tell them how much you appreciate them and what they mean to you. That's what this season's all about. Let's continue to move around for a couple of minutes. We're not going to have a service tonight. We can go a few extra minutes. You tell that person how much they mean to you. Amen. Amen. Guys, this is going to be our dismissal right here. You just keep telling people you love them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.